This is the summary of the most relevant information of Querétaro, Mexico, and the world for our English-speaking audience. Maritere Villafuerte, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Luis. Hello, Querétaro. Today is August the 2nd. It is a Thursday, and it is 1:16, time for the news in English. We have Petróleos Mexicanos General Director Juan José Suárez Coppel said on Wednesday that the state-owned oil company is facing problems meeting its pension and labor liabilities. He said that the solution to this problem lies in creating policies that provide new employees with benefits. Another solution, he said, would be to give current Pemex employees the opinion of voluntarily changing the pension plans, ensuring benefits to both current and future employees. Drinking bottled water, and this is an article according to the New York Times, drinking bottled water is one thing, but bathing is one baby's in it. In Mexico, the world's largest per capita consumer of bottled water, anything goes. David Montero drives 3 hours per week from his apartment in Iztapalapa, a crowded district in the eastern edge of sprawling capital city, to the village where he was born, to the age of 19 little jugs with clear water to mix it with juices he sells from a roadside site. Back at his home, Cecilia Silva, she consumes 19 liter jugs of water a week, drinking and cooking. So according to the New York Times, Mexico is one of the countries which drinks more bottled water. Governor Javier Duarte Ochoa said on Tuesday that the participation of private enterprise is essential for social and economic growth in the state. During a Tuesday meeting with the General Director of Odebrecht Engineering and Construction of Mexico, Luis Alberto de Meneses, the governor said that Veracruz can reach its ambiguous goals when government and business join forces and combine resources for the common good. And in some international news, Brazil's Supreme Court is to sell to begin the trial of 38 people in a corruption case that rocked the government of then President Lula in 2005. The defendants are accused of involvement in a scheme that used public funds to pay coalition partners to support the government's agenda. Among those accused are the former leading members of Lula's Worker Party. All reject the charges. And congratulations, because this morning Mexico has won another silver medal. There was a second medal at the London Games. Mexico's team, at 18-year-old Mariana Avitia, beat the American veteran Katuna Loring 6-2 in the bronze match. Loring was denied a second Olympic medal 20 years after her first, a bronze in the team event at the 1992 Barcelona Games. So congratulations to Mariana. And also yesterday, Mexico won in a soccer match